Welcome to another edition of Shamrock Stories, a podcast for the New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. I'm Dr. Hainer, Superintendent of Schools, and on this episode, I will be joined by Mrs. Otten, the elementary school principal, and Mrs. Nook, the middle and high school principal. In this episode, we will provide highlights of the March school board meeting. One feature of every school board meeting at the New Haven School District is positive comment. This highlights many of the happenings in the New Haven School District over the last month. At this time, I will turn it over to Mrs. Otten and Mrs. Nook.
We've been very busy at New Haven Elementary School. We recently had our first ever daddy-daughter disco. So students through sixth grade were invited to bring a loved one, some sort of gentleman in their life, dad, uncle, grandpa, and disco the night away. This was sponsored by our Future Business Leaders of America. Girls danced with their loved ones, took photos, and put on some temporary tattoos that evening. Our high school cheerleaders recently held a camp called the Little Cheer Camp. They taught girls various cheers, and that all came together one night at one of our basketball games, and they performed each grade level, and then they came together with one large cheer and entertained us that evening.
Just a few days ago, we hosted an open enrollment community meeting just to share information about what open enrollment could look like for the New Haven School District, as well as the Franklin County R2 District. We had close to 30 people in attendance. This Friday, we are going to have some professional development where our entire district is going to be preparing for MAP and EOC testing. We are also going to be learning about AI from a former teacher of ours who now works through MoreNet. She's going to come and prep our teachers for all the good things and prepare them for a few of the struggles we may have with AI.
Looking ahead to the next school year already, we hosted a kindergarten registration and preschool screening recently. We invited our soon-to-be kindergartners to come in, get screened, and they signed their letter of intent and had their photo taken. Recently, a few of our staff members got together for an activity called Project Linus. Project Linus is a charitable organization that makes handmade blankets for children who have experienced trauma, who might have to take a ride in an ambulance or any kind of situation where they need comfort. So we made about 15 blankets and we'll be donating them to Project Linus. Our fourth grade, once again, went to the symphony for a program called Link Up, and they were able to bring their recorders, watch the symphony, and then join together with other schools in the area and play a piece together on their recorders. Last Friday night, we had a family movie night. It's called Read It, Watch It, Love It. All week long, teachers focus on one book. This week, it was Where the Wild Things Are. They did various activities with that book. And it culminated on Friday with watching the movie. The movie was free. Children were able to come with their parents, buy some concessions, and enjoy time with their family. We celebrated Read Across America that week as well. We had various guest readers come in from our community. We had our newly installed chief of police. We had board members, community members, and other parents came in, read to classes. Students dressed up for spirit days each day. And then we ended the week by reading across New Haven Elementary School. And students were able to join up with their siblings, go to a former teacher's class, and just sit and read. And it just fostered a love of reading between the staff and the students.
Across town at New Haven Middle and New Haven High School, we've had a very busy month. Our National Junior Honor Society middle school students, 7th and 8th grade, were inducted into the Honor Society. I wanted to highlight our spring sports participation, and this is specifically baseball and track and field. We have about 46% of our entire building is involved in a spring sport, and that percentage does not include our middle school volleyball team, which started a month or so ago. So we have even more than that percentage involved in activities. During our day volleyball game for middle school against Pacific, students from Franklin County R2 came to visit. They toured the building. They stayed for the day game. Our kids had a great time, as well as those Franklin County R2 kids at our first ever day game. They all were able to cheer on their classmates, and it was a great atmosphere. Fox 2 visited New Haven and invited our Shamrocks to participate. So we had our basketball coaches as they were preparing for districts, our cheerleaders, our band, as well as our basketball teams go downtown and get to be on TV. Our Four Rivers Conference Champion Scholar Bowl team this year is from New Haven. Our students are super, super bright, very fast on the buzzer, and they walked away with a championship plaque. Team members include Caden Ratcliffe, Kyle Shear, Peyton Rice, Cooper Gruppy, and Kaya Struberg. We also had students from our high school inducted into the National Honor Society. There were 7 new students inducted. Those students work really hard in the classroom, but they also show character and leadership both in the community and in our school. And we congratulate all of those students.
Traditionally, the main topic on the March school board agenda is a financial update that looks at where we are for the current budget and also provides the board members with the first look at next year's budget. I believe that if trends continue, the 2024-25 school year budget will come in as a balanced budget. The same cannot be said for the 25-26 school year's budget. Although my March budget is very conservative due to a lack of information about assessed valuation changes and other data that goes into the budget, I do believe that we will deficit spend in the next fiscal year. Two main causes for deficit spending are a drop in enrollment and the proposed state budget. In recent years, the New Haven School District's enrollment has dropped in large part due to some small classes at our upper levels. This year's sophomore and junior classes are some of the smallest classes that have come through New Haven School District. The good news is that our elementary classes are very traditional for our school district, and even next year's kindergarten class looks to be a fairly large class. We do believe that these numbers will rebound over time, and that will help replenish that funding source. The second point of concern is that for next year's state budget, the governor in his State of the State address announced that he would not be fully funding the formula that calculates how schools across the state will be paid. His recommendation to legislators is to hold school funding equal to where it is this year. If the state formula was to be followed for next year, the New Haven School District would have received an additional $192,000 in formula money. This would have more than offset the loss in funding by a reduction in our school enrollment and would have brought us much closer to a balanced budget. We're hopeful that legislators are able to increase state funding to a higher level than recommended by the governor, but we won't know that answer until May or June. March is the month that we rehire teachers for the following year. This year was no different, and in order to issue them their contracts after the March meeting, we need to set a preliminary certified salary schedule. This is not the final salary schedule. It has been our practice to set the final salary for both our certified and non-certified teachers at the June meeting. One item on this month's agenda that might be of particular interest to the students and parents of our school district is the adoption of the calendar for the 25-26 school year. 2025-26 calendar almost mirrors the 24-25 school calendar. The only difference is in January this year, we were scheduled to start off the second semester with a 5-day week. Next year, we will have professional development on Monday, and then students will start with a 4-day week. Also, this year, we had a professional development day in mid-March, followed up by a day off on the following Monday. Next year, we will continue to have that professional development day on Friday, but the students will have school on that Monday. The remainder of the calendar is exactly the same as this year. We will continue to have AMI days on days 5 through 8, and these AMI days will only be for the middle school and high school. The state requires that we have a certain number of hours during the school year. The elementary school day is just a little bit longer than the middle school and high school school day. So when you multiply that difference over 172 days of the calendar, it allows the elementary school to not have to make up the hours we miss on a few of the snow days. The board adopted a change to policy 2525. This policy sets forth the requirements for graduation from New Haven High School. The reason for the change to policy 2525 is that starting next year, our students will take a full year of government their freshman year. In the past, freshman students have only taken one semester of government. That requires the students to pack in a great deal of curriculum in one semester. This change in the government schedule necessitates a change in how we do our PE curriculum. In the past, the students would take government one semester and health another semester. Therefore, if government is a full year class, we will have the students take health for one semester and PE for one semester. The policy reduces the requirement for physical education from 2 credits down to 1.5 credit. This still fulfills the state requirement of only 1 credit of physical education. The board also approved 3 RFPs for construction projects this summer. These projects will be funded by remaining proceeds from the bond issue passed in 2024. Once bonds are sold, the school district has 3 years to expend all of the funds. Therefore, our funds from the 2024 bond issue must be expended by July of 2027. Also, at the elementary school, due to the addition of early childhood special education and preschool classrooms in that building over recent years, we are looking at the possibility of modifying a couple of the larger rooms and dividing them into 2 smaller rooms. If anyone is interested in bidding on the high school construction projects for this summer, please contact our central office at 573-237-3231 and we can provide you with more information. That is all for this episode of Shamrock Stories, and we thank you for your continued support of the New Haven School District.